Picnic time. I look down at my watch, frowning. My eyes travel up and around the small wooded area that my lover told me to meet him at. I have some idea of what he's planning, but still. I look down at my sandals. I can't help but wiggle my toes because I'm not used to wearing sandals. I look at the area I'm in. It's a secluded part of the park. Faintly, I hear kids playing basketball, but it's very far away. The trees make a small little wall. I clear a place on the ground where two people can sit and talk with room to spare. I shake my head and I laugh. Talk, right. A twig behind me snaps and I go to turn, but strong arms encircle my waist and hold me against a strong body. I turn my head to look back and meet the eyes of my lover. He smiles down at me. Have you been waiting long? I shake my head. No, not very long. I pull away to face him and I take him in. Seeing him always makes my heart race and my body ache. I notice the basket at his feet and I raise an eyebrow. What's that for? He smiles at me and says, it's a surprise. Now both eyebrows rise on my face. Okay. He pulls out a blanket and lays it on the ground in the little cave of trees we now inhabit. I sit, slipping off my shoes out of habit. I look over at him and start to say, what are you planning? But then he leans in and captures my mouth with his. A strong head holding my head in place while he devours me. Not that I'm complaining. I feel his desires like a heavy weight pressed against me as if it would break me. And it excites me. I moan into the kiss. And I respond with my own passion returning that kiss. He breaks it to take a deep breath and I blink dizzily. He smiles at me as I lick my lips. He was planning this, I know it. I can't help it. I remove my shirt and I shimmy out of my skirt. His eyes look over my body with a raw hunger in his... The look makes me shiver visibly. He removes his shirt and he puts it aside with my clothes. Kneeling up, he takes my hand and motions me to kneel too. I do, and his mouth travels over my lips to my neck, where he bites all over, causing me to moan and whimper in pleasure. His hands slide to my bra and unclasp it. Pulling back, I blink and I feel shy as he puts my bra aside and stares at my naked breasts. I bite my lip and I know my cheeks are blushing. He smiles as he kisses my forehead before cupping each breast with one of his large, warm hands. My lips part and a sigh is heard from me as he moves a nipple into his mouth, sucking and nibbling. My hands curl slightly in his hair and beside me. One of his hands slides my underwear down and fingers dip between my legs. My eyes widen and I moan, I can't help it. His fingers stroke my clit and slide inside me, thrusting and causing me to whimper in pleasure. He pulls back to undo his shorts and pushes them to his knees, boxers as well. I see that cock waving full and hard, and I can't help myself. I dip down, grasping his cock at the base with one hand, my lips sliding past his head, and my mouth closes around him, sucking firmly. I hear him groan as his hands stroke my hair. I move on him, sucking and swirling my tongue around the shaft. I hear his pleasure, and he taps my shoulder, willing me up. He pants softly, I want to fuck you so badly right now. Whispered into my ear, and it makes me moan. I lie back on the blanket as he takes out a condom from the basket, slips it on himself. I spread my legs, waiting for him. He moves over me, and I'm excited. Lowering himself over me, atop me, he guides himself to my warm hole and slides in with resistance. I turn my head, shivering at the sensation of being filled. I love that feeling that only a man can give me. He shudders above me at the tightness and looks down, meeting my eyes before he slides out slowly and then thrusts so quickly, making me moan at how rough it felt. He pulls my head to the side by my hair and bites my neck, his hips now bucking into me quickly and fully. Oh, gods, I cry out, oh, please, please. He groans into my neck and I feel him swell inside me and he gasps, I'm gonna come. I buck against him and I moan, don't pull out. And with that, we cry out our pleasure as our orgasms run through us. I sigh and I smile up at him. So, did you bring any apples?